He was buried out back under the front great amber stone in the lumping field where the nettles and brambles made the way for the poppies.
It was on the dullest days, with the grey skies, that Cinderella missed her father most. He was buried out the back under a flint grey tombstone in Lumpkin's field, where the nettles and brambles made were from the poppies. She visited the grave whenever she could. Her faithful horse, Lumpkin, nuzzled at her side, her one friend, her only family.
She rode Lumpkin over the grey fields, the last strands of her father's lands, in her dress and rags and hand-me-downs to feel free. Clutching onto Lumpkin's grey mane, they rode and stumbled off the neckcloth crops. Lumpkin didn't go as fast as he used to.
Cinderella, darling, do make sure the house is spotless before we return, or there will be hell to pay. Breathed her seromatic fake mother as she glanced out of the door.
Cinderella tears drooling in her eyes. Sighed.
She wanted to go to the ball, not to meet a prince, but rather to get out into the world, to breathe in the night air, to see something other than the dark walls as there above, with its square rooms and windows, with wire embedded into the glass. She wanted to go to the ball to help her forget the loss of Lumpkin. She never saw the slimy surprise left for her at the top of the stairs.
By her three fake sisters, a warm, slippery, stinking surprise, Cinderella squelched one foot into it and slipped.
Cinderella had slipped, rolled, tumbled and crashed down the winding stairs of their folky home. And when she got to the bottom, she had died.
She didn't know she was dead. Not at first, not until she got a visit from the Fairy of Death. The lights of the house started to flicker. A sick wind blew through the building. Though no windows were open, Cinderella lay on the floor, broken, dimly aware of a shadow deepening, darkening around her.
My heart has stopped, but I am not shocked.
No blood in my veins, but I feel quite sane.
No breath from my lips. But I am not frightened.
I am intrigued.
I am excited!
fainted just as the clock began to...
Zombirella had to get back.
Death said the magic would fade at midnight.
Zombirella ran from the bathroom.
Into the great hall. Past the prince who called for her.
Dun! But there was no time.
She leapt into her mushroom carriage. Her ghostly pets whipped their ears.
And together they would wound away from the mansion, over the hills and home in time for the last... DONG! Lumpkin's bones sank down into the ground. The pets returned to their graves. The carriage withered back to a mushroom. Zombirella returned back to the bottom of the stairs and died. Yet even though she was dead, still she dreamed. And all her dreams were of the prince and her and their dance.
That night, the third night, Death appeared for the third and final time, flashing her crooked teeth and clacking her cracked fingers. Tonight's your final night of life, so fill this night with beauty. Forgive and forget all past strife. Tonight make your love duty.
In life, many things will befall you, bad times and even termination. But new life buds when love is held with grave, deep determination.
She would return to lifelessness here, on the steps for all to see. Her prince would see her broken and dead, properly dead. The thought filled her with dread, so she yanked and pulled and twisted her dead foot off.
"Not be my princess," said the prince, "unless my princess has two right feet." It was her haste. The mother had cut off the wrong foot, the left foot. Storm had noticed the error, and while Helena pleaded the prince to take her, Storm went to the garden shed.
Got hold of a sand, sawed her foot off, the correct foot, the right foot, and presented herself to the prince.